From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Order Up, digging into Northern Michigan's diners.
You kind of have to have good food when you're out in the middle of nowhere on a dirt road.
A series about diner food, diner culture, and diner people.
I enjoy it. It doesn't matter how little sleep I get. I'm up at 3 o'clock on Saturday morning to get in here, make those cinnamon rolls, get the biscuits going.
Today on Order Up, we roll into Critter's Hideaway in Rapid City. Most nights, Critter's is your typical local diner. They specialize in pulled pork sandwiches and generously sized hamburgers. On Thursday nights, Critter's attracts bikers from all over northern Michigan. Interlochen Public Radio's Aaron Selbig reports.
On bike night, the dirt road leading to Critter's is lined on either side by a neat row of sparkling Harley-Davidson motorcycles. The bike's owners, 40 or 50 of them, are gathered in the diner's big backyard. They're hanging out, laughing, and drinking beers.
Hey, I just want to welcome everybody to bike night here at Critter's.
If you close your eyes and you think of bikers, you're probably thinking of these guys. Long gray beards, tattoos, black leather vests full of patches. It's like a scene out of Sons of Anarchy, or maybe The Wild One with Marlon Brando. They're pretty serious-looking dudes, the kind you might be inclined to steer clear of. Many of them are gathered around a large bonfire. They're having a raffle?
Okay, get your 50-50 tickets out. The first one's pulled by Joe, so he's the one to blame if he didn't win.
Wally Shattuck is reading off the winning raffle numbers.
3100.
Hey!
3100. Hey!
Wally is kind of the unofficial leader of this group. He laughs when I tell him I'm a little apprehensive to come talk to a large group of bikers.
When we first come to this bar, people in here thought, oh my God, bikers are coming here, you know? And now they get along with us great. They look forward to seeing us.
Wally blames TV and movies for painting bikers as dangerous criminals.
You know, we're not some gang out there doing drugs and running in this and that like the movies show, you know? We got, you know, doctors, lawyers. I'm a master electrician that does robotics. You know, we're from all walks of life, mothers, fathers, grandfathers. You know, I'm a grandfather.
Wally heads the local chapter of Abate, a political action group that puts on bike nights like this one all over Michigan. You may have heard of Abate in the news a few years ago when they successfully lobbied the Michigan legislature to repeal the state's helmet law. Wally says these days the group is focused on lowering insurance rates for motorcyclists and making car drivers more aware of motorcycles on the road. The party heats up as people order cold beers at an outdoor bar. Classic rock like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Creedence Clearwater Revival plays through speakers.
Okay, we're gonna start the games off. We're gonna be Dave McKinnon and Karen. Papa Smurf and Patty.
Many of the bikers are couples. Brian and Cindy Rogers came down from Central Lake. They're playing a couple of games. In one, you have to throw a motorcycle tire over four bowling pins. In another, you have to throw a beanbag into a metal pail hanging 12 feet up a wooden pole.
All right, man, show how to do it now.
I've never done this right.
You got that right.
Brian and Cindy are pretty good at the beanbag toss. But not good enough to win.
7 or 8 points, something like that. We didn't do very good.
No. We had 7. I think the winner had 19, so.
Brian and Cindy both started riding motorcycles about 10 years ago. Cindy used to ride on the back of Brian's burgundy Harley-Davidson rocker, a low-slung chopper-style bike, but now she has her own. They both say they like the camaraderie that comes with motorcycling.
It's a big family. Yeah, it's a tight group. Bike riders are a tight group.
Yep, riding down the highway and waving to the other motorcycles and getting together, stopping at places we probably wouldn't stop at if we were in a car.
Cindy says Critter's is one of those places. At the end of the evening, when it's time to announce the best bike award, everyone gathers around.
The winning bike this week is a rocker, burgundy rocker.
That's Brian's bike. Brian pulls his rocker around to pose for a few photos. Afterward, he and Cindy, and most of the other bikers at Critters, literally ride off into the sunset. After all, most of them have to work in the morning. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig in Rapid City.